it's part of an outreach program, and the veterans come in all ages, and so we've got many different specific items for them. And the seniors, we're targeting the seniors with some of the groups we have coming in. But I felt that it's best to bring the resources to one location so that everyone has an opportunity to talk with that specific organization or that particular individual about what may be available for them to help their quality of life.
You can speak firsthand to that because you are a veteran yourself, so it can be confusing trying to determine what you are and are not eligible for.
Absolutely, and one of the examples I use is I left the military three different times, and each time I had to go through specific training to teach me what I was eligible for and what was available to me as I left the service. But we think of that World War II veteran, when they came home, they got off the train and went to the farm. Korean War veteran came home, got off the train, went back to the factories. And our Vietnam veterans, when they came home, they got off the train and put on civilian clothes to try and blend in with society. They were never taught what their benefits are. And that's a group now, the group that needs resources from the VA, resources from transportation, resources for housing, resources for some of their medical supplies. So that's why we bring all these groups together to help with those veterans also, to learn and teach them what's available.